this need other than the look of the building? Is that what he's saying? Is that for that, that's this, what he's asking?
Yeah, they normally would take existing residences and convert them to light commercial, not new construction.
To make it look white?
Well, they were already looking like residences, but, you know, then they would pave the front and have more traffic and so forth. So they cut down on the amount of commercial so that you wouldn't require a lot of traffic to interfere with the adjacent residential neighbors for those who still live there. So you still had an intermingle, but you kept the same characteristics of residential throughout.
So it's more so the characteristic of the buildings, which is
right. And you know, to not allow just a widespread commercial with a lot of traffic, you know, in and off the highway.
Like C1.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's remember this is the historical trip.
Yeah.
Symbol you sit in front of.
Does the land meet the size requirement?
Yeah, it meets all.
It does.
It meets all the requirements that he's asking for?
Yeah, it does.
But remember, once you rezone it, and that property is either sold, it includes a lot of the stuff. Like Ken said, zoning is a big issue.
It is.
Four or five years ago, somebody right up the street tried to rezone.
Right. That's right.
So that was denied back then.
That's right.
And that's what I'm going to base my vote on.
C1?
It was the, somebody wants to put an automobile.
He starts with the A. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. Snarito
is fine. What was he asking for, Mr. Kim? Was it C1 he was asking for?
I don't remember what, but he wanted to get it rezoned. Rezoning is a big deal when you're trying to go from residential. If you got commercial and you want to go residential, that's easy.
Yeah.
But when you go from residential to commercial, that means a lot to a lot of people.
It does.
I can't remember. Any other questions or comments? Commission members, do I have a motion?
I kind of make a motion to no recommendation to the council. Pass it to them, let them decide.
Thank you.
How do we?
Well, they're going to decide anyway, Kim.
They're going to decide anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So we should put our.
It would be nice if you would give them a recommendation.
Yeah, somebody needs to make a motion.
That's what you give them.
Yeah. I make a motion to deny.
Recommend.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Henry is making a motion to recommend to the council denial. Okay. And Mr. Lemoyne is second. Okay. All in favor of the motion?
I do a roll call.
The roll call. Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Parnell?
No, please.
Commissioner Sonnet is absent. Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Guidry?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins is absent. Commissioner Cabro?
Yes. Okay. The passes.
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, planning. Variance request, Donald Road, 1501 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a patio. Mr. Don?
How are you doing?
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, look on that.
I think you have a picture on the back. We're still in the process of new construction, and I got ready to lay the patio out and realized that the servitude was further up than I thought it was. I think we talked to Ms. Patricia, and we thought it was at 15 feet according to the homeowners association, but it's actually 25 feet. So that kind of jammed us up in the back, And I was seeing if we could get a 10-foot variance off of the back property line, which back there, drainage on the first two lots is actually natural ground. I spoke with Wayne, and we don't have to put a culvert down, but I'm looking for a way to do it. But he said we didn't need it on the first two.
That where you used to have it labeled drainage?
No drain ditch back there. Okay. I have a line down there, the north side of the street.
South side.
Okay. Yeah, because the first lot's got a 15-foot servitude, and when it gets to my lot, it starts at 25.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
And I just have it drawn back. If I get the 10-foot variance, that's where I can put it. What I'm looking at doing is pouring a patio, and I think it's going to be 12 by 16 feet, 12-foot deep, 16-foot long. So we want to put a roof over it, a shingle roof over it, a hip roof on it.
Is there a culvert?
No, sir. No culvert's there. It's not required there until the third lot, is what I was told.
Who's it close to?
But they still got access if they have to get it.
Yes, sir.
Big equipment.
Right. I'm not going to jam that line. I just, you know, I'm not going to get that close if I don't have to. I'm not looking.
And, but you're planning to go cover, shingle cover all the way to the end of it?
Yes, sir. It'll be 12 foot wide. I mean, 10 foot off the back. It'll still be 10 foot to get in and out of there. And it's not the whole backyard, you know, it's going to be 16 foot long.
I always ask this question.
Go ahead.
Are you sure we need to tear your patio up? You understand?
I understand.
Go ahead.
You got that on the list?
But you know, I might not come back that far, I mean, you know.
But you don't need a culvert down?
No, up in the front, they're not required on the first two lots. Because it's natural ground drainage. We're the highest end.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I need a culvert, I'll put one. It's not a problem. But you're not going to get that before it starts.
You're not over there.
No.
You got 10 foot.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the council that they accept this.
To recommend to the council, and Fernell seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Nay. Passes. Any other business? Any other business? Any announcements?
Thank you all.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. All those in favor? Aye.
You have money?